From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 3 days of ceremonies marking the life of the late Senator Edward Kennedy begin today. His body will be taken to the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum, where it will lie in repose for 2 days. There will be a memorial service tomorrow evening, and President Obama will deliver a eulogy at a service on Saturday. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Montana Democrat Max Baucus, says Kennedy's passing should provide inspiration for the entire Congress to pass meaningful health care reform, an issue Kennedy called the cause of his life. Sally Mauck of Montana Public Radio has more.
Senator Baucus says he often spoke with Senator Kennedy by phone about the health care legislation he's trying to draft in the Senate until Kennedy's health worsened. Baucus says he believes the spirit of Ted Kennedy will help propel meaningful health care reform through Congress.
Ted's passing, it gives us an extra little impetus, a little more inspiration for all of us to work together and try to get health care reform passed, all of us. It's all of us who knew Ted, and that means all members of the Congress, House, Senate, Republicans, and Democrats.
Baucus says it's unfortunate Kennedy didn't live long enough to see health care reform passed. For NPR News, I'm Sally Mauck in Missoula, Montana.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says Cash for Clunkers was wildly successful. The program offered consumers vouchers for new cars if they traded in their gas guzzlers. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
According to the Department of Transportation, nearly 700,000 clunkers were taken off the roads and replaced by more fuel-efficient vehicles. A preliminary government review said cash for clunkers will boost economic growth thanks to increased auto sales and create or save 42,000 jobs. Under the $3 billion program, demand was so high that auto manufacturing plants added shifts and recalled workers. 84% of the trade-ins were trucks. 59% of new vehicles purchased were cars. Dealers advance cars to consumers up front. Some dealers have complained they're not getting reimbursed fast enough. The government had to extend the deadline for rebate applications because of computer problems. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Sheila Baer, said today that banks are still having major problems with bad loans.
Deteriorating loan quality is having the greatest impact on industry earnings as insured institutions continue to set aside reserves to cover loan losses.
She spoke at a Washington, D.C. news conference where she also said the FDIC's insurance fund fell by 20% in value in the second quarter as banks lost billions of dollars. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 67 points at 94.77. The Nasdaq Composite down 26 at 19.98. The S&P 500 is down 10 at 10.18. This is NPR News. Thousands of Iranian mourners offered prayers and wept during a memorial service for a prominent Iraqi Shiite leader who died of lung cancer in Tehran yesterday. Dale Gavlak reports.
Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei praised Abdulaziz al-Hakim as the symbol of the struggle against Saddam Hussein's regime. Al-Hakim spent nearly two decades in Iran during Saddam's rule and returned to Iraq after the 2003 U.S.-led invasion as a key political power broker. His political bloc, the Supreme Islamic Iraqi Council, became the most influential Shiite political force in the country. Al-Hakim will be buried in Iraq. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader backtracked from earlier government statements accusing opposition leaders of being so-called stooges of the U.S. and Britain. Khamenei said such charges have not been proven. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Weather forecasters are urging people in the Bahamas and from the Carolinas north along the U.S. East Coast to be aware of Tropical Storm Danny. The storm has been gaining strength as it moves toward land. Its top winds have been measured at nearly 50 miles per hour. And though a storm's exact path may be difficult to predict, forecasters now think that Danny will clip the east coast of the U.S. over the weekend. Last night, its center was about 670 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. More hot, dry weather is expected in the Angeles National Forest near Los Angeles today, and that means continuing problems fighting two wildfires there. One, the Morris Fire, is about 15% contained, and it is sending smoke over Los Angeles and causing some people to experience breathing problems. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.